over the weekend, I could not stop reading Chris Wallace's new book, Countdown Bin Laden, The Untold Story of the 247-Day Hunt to Bring the Mastermind of 9/11 to Justice. This book, it's like the great Apollo 13 movie. You know how it's going to end, but it's a thriller all the way through. And the anchor of Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace, joins us now. This is some book you got here, Chris. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. And I got to say, I couldn't have pitched it any better than you did. That was exactly what I was trying to do with this book, was to do a history thriller. You know, we all do know how it ends, but I wanted to take you in the moment, because in the key meetings when the CIA first learns of this mysterious compound in Pakistan, and when President Obama and his team are trying to figure out what are we going to do about it, and then when the Navy SEALs are in the helicopter, they don't know how the story is going to turn out. And I wanted to give that sense as much as possible. So if it worked for you, I'm delighted.
Yeah, it sure did. I want to get into the book a little more with you, but first I want to get your opinion on some current events here. And I love your perspective, because you're an equal opportunity instigator. You irritate everyone, the right, the left, the middle. There should be a drinking game during Fox News Sunday. Whenever Chris Wallace says, "I'm sorry, but you're not answering my question," you have a beer. You irritate everyone, and please take that as a compliment.
Including members of my family. So, thank you. I hope I'm not an irritator, but I do try to be an equal opportunity inquisitor. And you know, I don't play favorites. I don't pull punches. I don't push an agenda. I'm just straight.
So, what do you think about this whole Afghanistan mess? And given that a majority of Americans wanted us to get out of Afghanistan, will the messy pullout be mostly forgotten by the midterms and not hurt President Biden politically as much as it seems now?
Well, let's take the second part of your question first. I think the lasting political impact, frankly, will depend on what happens. If Afghanistan goes back to being the country it was in the late 90s, where, you know, look, if you lived there, if you were especially a woman there, it was pretty miserable. And this is a little cold-hearted to say, but I believe it. I think most Americans will forget about it. So that's certainly what the Biden White House is betting on. I think there are two things that could change that calculation. One is, if there are Americans who, and I don't think you could say right now that it's a hostage situation, but if it becomes a hostage situation where there are Americans who want to get out and the Taliban is preventing them, that keeps it alive. And the thing that, you know, and God forbid, that would most keep it alive would be if there were a terror attack, if Al-Qaeda reconstitutes, or ISIS-K, or one of these other groups, and there is another terror attack on the U.S. homeland from that. Frankly, I think that would be, a death blow to the Biden administration. But, you know, as Joe Biden said, as bad as the Taliban was back in the 90s and 2000, September 10th of 2001, if the attack had come from Yemen, would the U.S. have ever invaded Afghanistan? The answer is no, we wouldn't have. We don't view that as in our national interest. So, you know, I feel terrible about what's going to happen to the people in Afghanistan, but I don't think that is going to be a voting issue for the American public if that's where it stays.
Yeah, I agree with you. Countdown Bin Laden is the Chris Wallace book. You know, one of the amazing things I took away from the story, Chris, is there were no leaks in the lead-up to this mission. I thought that was impossible around Washington, D.C.
Well, it certainly was a lot more possible, and it didn't happen that there were no leaks back in 2010 and 11 when this all came down than it would be today. And you know, there were two points. One is that Obama kept it really closely held. He gets briefed on September 10th, 2010, by the CIA. So the only people in the room are Leon Panetta, the CIA director, some of his top aides, Obama, and his White House National Security Group. And Obama says, this is just amongst us, meaning literally that the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, wasn't told about it. The Secretary of Defense, Bob Gates, wasn't told about it. Now, Leon Panetta, who's the CIA director, goes off on his own, and he starts briefing the House and Senate Intelligence Committee leaders because he says, I made a promise to them when I was confirmed that I would never leave them out. And when the White House finds out in March, they are furious about it. And he briefed Republicans and Democrats, but very much to their credit, they never leaked a word. And, you know, I guess it shows when it's the mastermind of 9/11, and there's the best chance we've had in 10 years to get him, even Washington will take that as more important than politics.
Yeah, how about that? We're talking with Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace about his new book, Countdown Bin Laden. Chris, after I finished the book this weekend, I was thinking about a couple of things regarding the CIA. I was thinking about how incredible it is how they track down targets with the most unbelievable technology, such brave, talented men and women. And also, I couldn't stop thinking about how wrong they were for years about Osama bin Laden's whereabouts. Were you struck by those things?
Both of them, absolutely. The book begins on August 27, 2010, when three members of the Counterterrorism Center who were leading the hunt for bin Laden come to see the CIA director at the time, that's Leon Panetta, and say, we have to have a private meeting with you. And they go into Panetta's office, and they start telling this story about a guy who was a courier, or they believed he was a courier of bin Laden's, and how they tracked him down, and then they got his name, and then they found him in his Suzuki in Peshawar, and then took weeks and months to follow him, track him back to this, it was a compound, but they called it a fortress in Abbottabad. And to give you, Bob, the sense, Abbottabad, well, you know, because you've read the book, is a very affluent, upscale community. It's the home of the Pakistani West Point. A lot of generals retire there. It's in the foothills of the Himalayan mountains. And that is where they find this compound that they think maybe bin Laden is there. And when they tell Panetta and his top people at the CIA this, they're all sort of shaking their heads, because just shortly before, Panetta had been interviewed on TV, and they said, where's bin Laden? He said, well, we think he's in this very remote, mountainous area, the tribal area between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and, you know, living in a cave somewhere. And exactly as you say, they were, everything they thought about bin Laden's hideout, his whereabouts, was completely wrong. And in fact, he had been living in this compound, hiding in plain sight, if you will, for 5 years.
It's amazing. The whole story is amazing. And as I mentioned, it reads like a thriller. And Chris Wallace also humanizes the intelligence officers, the SEALs, the government workers in a way that makes you care even more about them and respect them even more. And one of the SEAL Team 6 guys, O'Neill, trained right up here north of Chicago at Great Lakes. I like the way you go back and forth and give us a good sketch of all the characters. And obviously that was part of your mission in writing the book, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks, excuse me, in the immediate aftermath of the bin Laden raid in 2011, there were several books written. And then when each of these people would retire, and including Clinton and Obama, and they would write a memoir, and there'd be one chapter about this. So the bare outlines of the story were certainly out there, but nobody had talked about it in as much detail. And also, frankly, it was 10 years later, so people felt freer in sharing details. And I spent hours with really almost everybody that you see in the famous picture in the sit room and a lot of others. And, you know, they told me stories they had never told before. For instance, Rob O'Neill, who is the SEAL, member of SEAL Team 6, who goes in the helicopter, goes up to the third floor, and he's the one that actually kills bin Laden, puts three bullets in his head. He said, which I didn't know, that they all thought this was, I said, "What? How dangerous did you think this was?" He said, "One-way ticket." And I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Suicide mission. There's no way." And they didn't know that when Obama approves the mission, he says it's 50-50 he's even there. But they think, the SEALs, if he is there, we're going to be dead. We're either going to land in the compound and it'll blow up, or we'll go inside and there'll be a bunch of bodyguards and they will, find a variety of ways to kill us, hand grenades, whatever. But when I asked him, so why did you do it? He said, because I did it for the woman who went to work on 9/11 and was on the 90th floor of the World Trade Center and had to choose between the inferno after the plane hit 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit or jumping out the window from the 90th floor, and thought jumping out was the better alternative. He said, I did it for them, even though I didn't think I was coming home. And in fact, he called his team, he was one of the team leaders for the SEALs, he called his team the Martyrs Brigade because he thought they weren't coming home.
Yeah, these people are unbelievable. You think their missions are tough. Their training, and some of it is described in the book, too. Their training is even tougher. It's a tremendous read. Countdown Bin Laden, the untold story of the 247-day hunt to bring the mastermind of 9/11 to justice. And I really dug the last book, Chris, about the dropping of the atomic bomb in 1945. I love this diary format, the countdown format. I'm sure your next book will be Countdown Britney Spears, the attempt to free Britney. We look forward to talking to you about that when the book comes out.
That's right. The conservatorship and Jamie Spears. Yep. That you got. I don't know how you broke the code on it, but yes, that's it. We'll be Countdown Britney.
Bill and Walter say hi, and it's always good catching up with you, Chris Wallace. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I very much appreciate it.